He smiled at me, his kind eyes lighting up as he took me in. I giggled shyly and returned his gaze, taking another gulp of my delicious drink, his choice being the wine expert. I was clueless about wine. All I knew was that it tasted good. My nerves were evident as I necked my drink far too quickly, spilling a little on my chin. I rubbed it away in one fast motion, hoping he didn't notice. I wasn't drunk, but the nerves were taking over and the alcohol wasn't working in terms of loosening my inhibitions. Adam, on the other hand, was calm and composed, sipping his wine, clearly appreciating the depth and taste far more than I was. He was divorced with older kids, much like myself, but he was 8 years younger. For a few months, we had chatted online, getting to know each other, before I finally decided to bite the bullet and succumb to his gentle advances. He was a mesmerising mix, confident yet modest, cute yet sexy, with an air of gentleman about him. I was immediately hooked. This was my first date in 15 years. Sex with my ex was pretty vanilla, and the few experiences I had had before them were barely recountable. Naturally introverted, it took me a while to be comfortable with new people. I came alive after a few drinks, loving a dance and a giggle with friends, but when it came to guys, especially tall, athletic and clever guys like Adam, I was an awkward, bumbling mess. He had made most of the small talk, getting to know more about me, my hobbies and interests. Every attempt I made at finding more about him was hampered by my nerves. As we talked, it slowly dawned on me just how attractive I found Adam, but I felt as though I was having an out-of-body experience. Dating was so alien to me and it all seemed so surreal, having this gorgeous man showing an interest in me. Get it together, girl. This guy is something else. Don't fuck it up. I fidgeted in my seat, looking around at the people in the crowded bar. I had never been in a bar like this. It was stylish and elegant. I regretted buying this skimpy thong currently riding up my ass. I didn't wear thongs. I had no intention of letting Adam see my underwear on our first date. But somehow earlier I thought putting on a tiny piece of fabric between my legs would make me feel sexy. It didn't. It only added to my discomfort, and I found myself yanking down my short bodycon dress for fear of flashing unsuspecting drinkers. Damn, he was handsome. Say something. Don't just sit there like a grinning sloth. This wine is so tasty. You really do know your stuff, I said, reaching for the bottle to pour myself another glass. As I lifted the bottle, I knocked his glass over, the contents spilling everywhere, including his lap. Adam leapt up, a look of frustration on his face for just a second before his composure returned. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm not drunk, I promise. I'm just really nervous, I said. My face turned red. It's fine, Nina, honestly. I can see you're nervous. Perhaps slow down a little? He grabbed a napkin and started wiping himself. For fuck's sake, so elegant spilling your drink all over your date's dick. My eyes nearly popped out of my head. His soaked crotch was exactly in my line of sight. Holy fuck. Look at the size of his bulge. What the hell? Why was I eyeing up Adam's cock? I'm just going to the bathroom to clean up, he said, turning to walk away. It was like something unlocked inside of me. I couldn't stop thinking about it. The shape, how it was hiding, trapped, as though desperate for release. This was so unlike me. My face flushed with heat and the thong wrapped between my legs suddenly felt more arousing than uncomfortable. I looked over, waiting for his return, desperately hoping I hadn't fucked this up. Adam returned, a sober look on his face. I've ordered a taxi, Nina. Let's go outside. I wasn't able to read his expression or tone. Shit, he's done. He probably never wants to see me again. I grabbed my coat and bag and followed him outside to a waiting taxi. He opened the door for me. I know you're a little nervous, Nina. Perhaps we could go out for dinner next time? Talk properly? His tall frame towered over my own petite one, and his soft, kind words sent me into a trance. This guy was too much. I looked up at him, almost tipping backwards due to his height. He wrapped an arm around me, one hand firmly on my back. The strength of his hold against my tiny frame took my breath away. Holy fuck, I was done for. I want you, I whispered. I didn't recognise my own voice. Huh? He asked. I fucking want you, I said louder. He stared at me a moment, his kind eyes darkening with lust. The gentleman was no more, but the glimpse of the man behind the calmness, that guy, I wanted to see more of. In fact, I needed to see more of. He placed his other hand on my cheek and leaned in to kiss me, his soft lips delicately pressed against my own, and I soon lost myself in the kiss. I couldn't resist slipping my tongue into his mouth, grabbing the collar of his coat and inviting him closer. He pulled away. Get in, he said. I entered the taxi, Adam closely behind. He gave the driver his address. Shit. This was really happening. We spent the journey in silence, my tiny body wrapped inside his own. I desperately wanted to kiss him again, but waited patiently, breathing in his scent in steady anticipation. The taxi pulled over and I followed him inside his house. It was bright, tidy, and spacious. He led me to the living room before turning to me. We don't have to do anything tonight. We could just talk, Adam said. It happened quickly. I grabbed his t-shirt and pulled him closer for a kiss. He leant into me harder and pushed me against the wall, kissing me deeply. He ran a hand up my thigh, lifting up my dress as he did. He looked down and took in my slinky thong, now soaked in my juices. Rip it off, I said. His slight exhale was enough to reveal a temporary loss of composure, as he slid his fingers under the flimsy fabric and yanked. I let out a gasp as the material ripped easily. He stared at me as he rubbed my clit in circles. I whimpered before gasping as he slid two fingers inside me. Oh my God. I had never been touched like this before. It was both sensual and carnal. His fingers deep inside me, stroking me gently yet hitting my spot exactly right. Fuck. I'm going to come already? I let out a whimper as I shuddered on his fingers, grabbing hold of his shoulders for balance as I rotated my hips in a frenzy. I let go and slid down the wall so my face was the same height as his crotch. There it was again, his bulge. Except this time it was really bursting at the seams. I wasted no time undoing his button and zip, having to pause for a second as his jeans dropped and I released him. Holy fuck. It was huge. The girth, the length, everything. I had never seen a cock so big, let alone anyone anywhere near me. I grinned as I took all of him in. This handsome, calm man with a massive cock. I opened my mouth and guided him in. He barely fit inside my tiny mouth. I opened wider, ignoring the fact that my jaw was starting to ache already. He grunted, propelling me to grab his ass, pushing him deeper into me. Oh my God, Nina, he said. His voice had changed. It was higher, needier, and only added to my lust. God, when he says my name. My pussy was soaking. I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror opposite. taking in the image of me sucking on this great big huge dick. My pussy gushed. Who was this needy slut in the mirror? I released him, looking up at him with my dark brown innocent eyes. I'd never felt so connected and at ease with anyone before. He lifted me up easily, throwing me onto the bed. I watched as he took off his jeans and t-shirt. Damn. I ripped off my dress and spread my legs as he clambered onto the bed. I sat up on my elbows to watch him work. Fuck, Nina. You taste so sweet, he said as he swirled his tongue over my lips and clicked in the perfect rhythm. How's this? Is this good? He asked. I was dumbfounded. Nobody had ever asked me if they were good. Fuck yes, baby, I cried out. Baby? Where did that come from? As he leapt away, he placed a hand on my tummy, gently stroking in circles around my belly button. Feel here? He asked in between, flicking my clit with his tongue. Yes. This is where you're going to feel me, he said. Fuck. His words sent me over the edge again. I was coming again. Yes, I cried. He rose up, climbing on top of me and kissing me deeply. He looked into my eyes. Are you ready? I've never been so fucking ready, I thought. I nodded eagerly. He eased the tip in slowly. Is that okay? Oh, baby, you're so big. I've never been with anyone this big before. I'll go slow. I don't want you to. Please, take me. As he thrust into me, I arched my back and he grabbed my arms, pushing them onto the bed and kissing me hungrily. Jesus, fuck, I've never felt so full. The further he pushed, the more I opened up. His cock was touching me in places no other man had been, and I was loving every inch of it. Oh, baby, yes, fuck me harder. I could take it. Give it to me, I said. I didn't recognise the voice uttering these words, but I stared into Adam's eyes as he fucked me, and I knew that I wanted more. He removed himself from me and flipped me over. I worked out at the gym and could handle myself, but he was able to tip my small body in his large hands with ease. God, I'm melting. Instinctively, I stuck out my ass, making it clear I wanted more of his big, girthy cock. I felt him tease my lips with his tip. You want it, Nina? Tell me how much. I want it, baby. Please, fuck me. I'm desperate for that big cock. Oh God, he uttered. I felt him slide into me, the prone bone position feeling so deep I held my breath, barely able to make a sound as I was filled with ecstasy. It was as though I could feel his massive throbbing cock everywhere. He grabbed my hair with one hand, the other pinning my arm down. He proceeded to pound me hard. I whimpered after every thrust, his thick flesh smacking into me. We were one hot, sticky fit. I watched in the mirror as he fucked me. Gone was the calm, collected guy I was nervously having drinks with earlier, replaced with a wild beast with the biggest dick I've ever seen, eaten, or fucked. He hit me over and over, relentlessly, consistently, and powerfully. I watched his face contort into waves of pleasure, letting go of my hair and wrapping his arms around my own. His hot, clammy skin pressed against my own and he moved faster. I felt his breath in my ear quicken and his grip on me tighten. He was getting close. Oh, Nina, fuck, he moaned as he started to ejaculate inside me. I needed to know so much more about this man. Better still, my gaze moved to my own reflection. I watched this pretty little woman being filled endlessly with cum, hair pulled back, makeup smeared, ass up, begging for more. I barely recognised her, yet she was the one I really wanted to get to know more.